NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. and we have Harley Schlanger here. And Harley, there's lots of things going on. You mentioned the a international trade agreement that occurred, a meeting occurred in St. Petersburg, and also another meeting occurred in Asia. Tell us what's going on and what are the parties. And then, of course, at the same time, we have the situation going on in the Persian Gulf with some tankers. Now, I know there's parties that be that are warmongers that want to have a conflict, so I can't dismiss that we didn't have something to do. I know one of the crews was picked up by Iran, whether or not they were just happened to be in the area. Of course, they are in the area. And those crew apparently are still in Iranian custody. I'm sure they're going to hand them back over, but they picked them up. Americans picked up one of the other crews. But there are parties that want to have a conflict with Iran, a physical military conflict. And to be honest with you, this is something that can be worked out. Because all America really wants, and Trump, he's not a warmonger, he wants them to stop building nukes and enriching uranium, and that's it. He's not trying to do a regime change. He already said that. So people need to realize we don't want to go to war with Iran. We want to have a defensive strategy so that we can defend our troops and our military bases. But beyond that, Trump has absolutely no intention whatsoever going to war. And there's partisan powers that do want to go to war, isn't there?
Well, let's take a look at the broad horizon here for a moment, because there were a number of things that were set in motion this week which are very promising. You had the meeting a week before between Trump and Prime Minister Abe of Japan, and then Abe went to Tehran. And the Japanese work fairly closely with the Iranians on certain things. And Abe met with President Rouhani. He also met with Khamenei. And he was there with a message from Trump about the possibility of getting together for talks.
Right.
Now, this is very promising, because Japan represents, you know, you can't say that Japan has imperial ambitions in the Middle East.
No.
And the fact that they were there as an independent actor is very significant. Now, at the same time that happened, before he went, Abe went to Russia and had a meeting with Putin. Then you had the Putin-Xi summit in Moscow. It was followed by Putin and Xi as the headliners for this year's St. Petersburg International Economics Forum, which had 1,900 businessmen and about 50 leaders of countries. But the businessmen included Americans this time. Sometimes the Americans show up there, sometimes they're warned not to. But this time they were told, if you want to go and try and make some deals, go. And there were reported that over 600 different economic agreements were reached during the 2 or 3 days. A couple of the Americans came back and said, it looks like we're moving into a new period with Russia. But then Putin did a press conference, and he said something important. He said that the relations between Russia and the U.S. are deteriorating by the hour, not because of Trump, but because of forces in the U.S. and also in Europe that right. don't want to see an independent Russia emerge. And so Putin was followed by Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, who made a really interesting proposal. He said that he's calling on the United States to join Russia in a new affirmation that neither side will use nuclear weapons. And he said this shouldn't be controversial. Reagan signed that initially with Gorbachev. The United right. States has long had this kind of agreement, so we just need to reassert it so that right. we can get the arms control talks going. Now, then on top of that, Trump was holding a meeting with the president of Poland, Duda. And, yeah, the Poles are kind of itching to break out in Europe. And on the one hand, they're really hoping NATO will be much bigger in Poland because they feel somewhat endangered by Russia. On the other hand, they don't like the EU, the European Union, dictating to them. So he and Trump had an interesting talk, but in the press availability afterwards, Duda started talking about how dangerous Russia is. And Trump cut him off. And Trump said, look, it's time for us to establish a great relationship with Russia. I think the United States can have a great relationship with Russia. I think Poland can have a great relationship with Russia. I think the U.S. and Poland can have a great relationship. And we should have a great relationship with China also. So that's what we were discussing in our private meetings.
Right.
So this is an indication, and it was picked up in the Moscow press today, that there is some hope coming up with the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, at the end of this month, where Trump said he will meet with Putin and with Xi. And then Putin, Xi, and Modi, the Indian prime minister, are going to have a meeting, I think, tomorrow. So you have all this good diplomatic initiatives going on. So what happens? False flag in the Persian Gulf. The United States immediately, Pompeo comes out and says, we have a government assessment that it was Iran. Now, this was within 2 hours after it happened. And Pat Lang, who's one of a senior military analyst, former CIA, Lang came out and said, well, when he says it's a government assessment, that means State Department. I wonder what the CIA thinks. I wonder what the other intelligence agencies think.
Right.
And Lang said, there's a lot of suspicion that this is part of Pompeo and Bolton's agenda to steer Trump away from these discussions with Russia and China. Now, Bill, I know you know this, and probably a lot of your listeners remember it. Almost every single one of these summits where Trump was going to meet with Putin or Xi Jinping or they were going to have multilateral discussions, almost every single time they were thwarted, either by a false flag chemical weapons attack in Syria or some other, the Skripal affair. There was the end of World War I commemoration where Macron would not let Trump stand near Putin. So there's been an intervention repeatedly to prevent these meetings from taking place.
Right.
And I suspect that this heating up of the situation in the Persian Gulf is the same thing. The attempt to create...
Yeah, but I think there's things happening on both sides, to be honest with you. I have a feeling that the warmongers want to have a conflict, which is, by the way, stupid, because we can't estimate just how vulnerable they are to, for example, the anti-missile systems the Iranians co-develop over with Russia. We also don't understand that if there's an attack on Israel, Israel's going to release nuclear weapons. So this is going to go nuclear really quickly with Russia and China. And people don't understand that one of the most advanced nations for biological weapons research is Israel. And so is Iran. People don't realize the Iranians and the Syrians got most of the biopreparat program after we closed down in the Soviet Union in the late 1980s. That went to Tehran and to Syria. People don't know this, do they? This is classified information that the average public or news media doesn't know. So if we get into a real conflict, we aren't just dealing with biological weapons as well as nuclear weapons. And you remember, Iran basically is going to evolve. Most of the population is young. It's going to probably move back over the next 10 or 20 years toward a more secularized state. The older guys and the mullahs and so on, they're going to fade into non-existence. And the fact is, I have contacts inside Iran, and the Iranian regime with the mullahs and the Ayatollah Khomeini was put in there by the CIA. They not only took the original leader of Iran, who wanted to just have a plastics factory with the British and petrochemical industry. What was his name? Back in the
Mossadegh.
And what they did is they replaced him with the Shah. Then they removed the Shah and they told the Shah, you can go nicely or we'll kill you. I got contacts inside Iran. And so he said, no, I'll go nicely. So he disappeared into the woodwork and came out with the CIA. And then they literally amplified the tapes and put in the Ayatollah. Ayatollah was put in by us. People don't know that. Didn't just happen.
I have a friend who wrote a book called Hostage to Khomeini.
Right.
And in the book, he details how when Khomeini was in France in exile, that there were repeated efforts to by the French. And by the way, he spent part of his time at the Rothschild estate outside of Paris, that he was allowed to make tapes, and the French and the British made sure those tapes got into Iran.
Exactly. And then they worked, by the way, with the CIA and the French and the British. Yeah, exactly.
When he was flown in, the Al Haig, who at the time was the, I think, NATO commander or something, gave the order to the Iranian military to stand down, not to try to intervene when Khomeini arrived.
Right, so there's 1.5 million in the square there waiting for him, all designed by these architects in Britain, France, and the CIA. Crazy, isn't it?
Exactly. So the U.S. still has, and by U.S. I mean the deep state, the shadow government, the CIA.
Shadow government of the earth. Shadow government of the earth, basically. It's above and separate. It's tied to intel agencies and the media and the tentacles, I call it, like Facebook, Twitter, and these intel companies now. And people that understand, they're the masters, and are behind them are people like the puppet masters, like the Rothschilds. Why is he meeting at the Rothschild home? Because they're collaborating. In fact, we wanted a hyper-religious state. I have Iranian friends, by the way. And Iran was a tourist place before they put Khomeini in there. It was a place where Europeans could go to go skiing and do other things in tourist areas inside Iran. It was not a weaponized, militarized state. And, of course, even under the Shah, they supported him having a kind of a real hit force. So if you disagreed with the Shah, they'd kill you. But the fact is they put
Shah had one big problem,
right,
which was that he understood that because of the aspirations of the younger generation, that he needed to industrialize and modernize.
Right.
But he was afraid that if he did it, it would weaken the power of his power base, which was the oligarchs of Iran.
Right.
And what he didn't realize is that some of those oligarchs of Iran were already working with Khomeini. And because the Shah did not bring the economic revolution to the rural areas, Khomeini was able to appeal to more backward, less educated young people who became the shock troops for the Khomeini revolution. Now, the important thing is that Trump has an understanding of the fact that the Iranians, just like the North Koreans, are an industrious people. They are business oriented.
They're technically Caucasian, intelligent, and for example, they got captured one of our drones. Their drones are almost as good as ours now. People need to know these are not stupid people. They're industrious. They're technically advanced. They're culturally advanced. Okay, they're not dummies.
More importantly, and this is something that I think Trump does recognize, the Iranians were our ally against al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Right.
You know, the idea that Bolton and others have that ISIS was started by Iran is a complete fraud. Michael Flynn knew that. And that's the reason that Flynn was driven out. Because Flynn was clear on this. Now, an interesting development, I don't know if you heard this, but in the Flynn case, he's now hired Sidney Powell to be his lawyer. He fired his previous team and brought in Powell. And she knows very well that the issue with Flynn's case was an example of a fraud by Mueller. Now, I think we have to go to a break soon.
I think Mueller is actually going to end up in legal jeopardy himself. Mueller's a criminal.
I have a whole update from an article I just sent you that I wrote about the holes that have been poked through the Mueller report that show that he's nothing but a fraud and a hitman for the British oligarchy. Precisely as we pointed out in the initial dossier we did, Robert Mueller is an amoral hitman and will do the job if you let him.
Right.
Now, this involves the whole Ukraine situation. Konstantin Klimenik, you know that name?
Klimenik
was a business partner of Manafort. And in the Mueller report, it says he was a Putin operative working with Manafort. Now, what John Solomon of The Hill turned up this week from Freedom of Information Act files is that Klimenik was not a Russian agent. He was a paid State Department agent. He was working with the State Department with the Victoria Nuland team that pulled off the Ukraine coup in 2014.
And put in that Poroshenko, who we call the chocolate king, but he's actually the prostitute and drug king is what he is.
Now, here's the interesting thing in Solomon's article.
Whoa.
The documents that have been released show that Mueller knew as early as the beginning of 2018 that Klimenik was on the paid role of the State Department meeting with Jonathan Weiner. And I'll go through the importance of that in a moment.
Right. So in other words, he should have shut down back in, I heard, July of 2017, but by 2018 early, he knew this. So in other words, he's a criminal to continue this to try to do a death by a thousand cuts Donald Trump, right? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Thank you.
So, Harley, this is an amazing revelation here, and of course, our data fits perfectly. The grand stage is, I know the Iranians are hurting. I think Trump is making his definitions very, very plain. We just want defensive strategy over there for the military. We have no intentions of attacking Iran or doing regime change. He knows eventually the young people of Iran over the next generation or so will change the government and become less and less of a vile. The Iranian people, by the way, are friendly toward America, but they're certainly not friendly toward the British or the globalists that want to maintain war. In fact, I believe the Iran-Iraq war was created by these globalists, just like the PNAC documents that want to take down Bashar al-Assad, an eye doctor with a British wife. People don't understand what's really going on here, including like the chemical weapons they try to accuse, and even got Trump to actually hit him with missiles, and then his previous military director wanted to send a 250,000 troops to Syria. It's like, luckily Trump has a clue and realized he's not a warmonger, that these parties that be are chaos masters and want to create war, don't they?
Well, here's the latest on what's coming up around the whole Mueller case. The New York Times reported this morning that Attorney General Barr is now questioning two top CIA officials about the origins of the Russiagate story.
Right.
Now, of course, what are they looking at? They're looking at the question, as Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd said in his letter to Nadler, the Nudnik from New York, who heads one of the committees looking into the Trump impeachment question.
Right.
Boyd sent him a letter, and he said, because Nadler said, what is this so-called investigation that Durham is doing?
Right.
Under Barr's direction? We don't think this is legal. What are you doing? And
you're kidding.
Boyd wrote back and said, there are questions that have to be answered about the origin of the intelligence. How much of it came from U.S. intelligence and how much of foreign origin? How deep does this go? Who was involved in defining the terms of the investigation? And he said, we're going to continue till we answer these questions. Now, what's significant about the Boyd letter is that it comes as the Democrats decided to go after Barr on a completely different issue, the so-called census issue. Now, what Barr is doing is peeling back the onion as to how this thing was orchestrated from the beginning. And there are two interesting stories that have emerged. One I mentioned just before the break. One is the case of Konstantin Klimenik, who on page 6 of the Mueller report, it says Klimenik was a Putin agent who was working with Manafort in Ukraine and was part of the Russian operation to elect Trump. Now, as I said, there are now documents that have been released showing that Klimenik was actually an informant for the State Department
and
was involved in the 2014 coup that overthrew the pro-Russian government of Yanukovych. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Klimenik was working with the U.S. Embassy in Kiev. The U.S. Embassy in Kiev was run by this guy who was in Maidan Square with Victoria Nuland directing the coup in February 2014. Now, Jonathan Weiner, who is one of the controllers of Klimenik, was the person who brought Christopher Steele to Victoria Nuland. Because in 2013 and 2014, you know what Steele was doing? He was in Ukraine writing memos about the potential for a coup, who are the people you can trust. He was working with this State Department network, which was Hillary Clinton's gang.
Oh my.
So now you have Mueller covering this up and reporting that Klimenik was a Putin agent. Now, so here's the question, what you were alluding to before the break. If Mueller is brought in to testify, if the Democrats succeed in forcing him through subpoena to testify, what's he going to say about the Russiagate story? We already know. He's going to say vague things about Trump might have done this wrong, he might have done that wrong, but we couldn't find enough to indict him. But then what happens when the Republicans say, do you know who Konstantin Klimenik is? Because the story that John Solomon filed showed that there were, I think, 1,800 pages of documents on Klimenik's connection to the State Department, and all of them were made available to Mueller. which means Mueller's team knew that this guy was not a Putin agent. He was a State Department agent. Now, secondly, the other fraud, major fraud, the hole poked in the Mueller report, has to do with Michael Cohen and the so-called Moscow Trump Towers, and that supposedly there was a Putin agent named Felix Sater, who was a childhood buddy of Michael Cohen's, who was arranging with the Kremlin to have a Trump Tower built as part of the bribery from Putin to control Trump. Now, who is Felix Sater? In the 1980s and 90s, he was a high-flying hedge fund dealer who was running a pyramid scheme, a Ponzi scheme, who was busted by the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York City, and he was looking at a 20-year jail term. He got out of jail because he signed on to become an FBI informant. You know who the person was who was his controller who signed him on to that? Andrew Weissman, the number two man.
Do you know what? That's the attack dog. The attack dog behind the scene. And the same guy, by the way, had a bunch of cases that were reversed by the Supreme Court. This guy is a monster.
Arthur Anderson.
Arthur Anderson, and this guy is a monster.
Well, here's the point. Weissman knows very well that Felix Sater is not a Putin agent. He's an FBI agent.
Oh, my.
So here's a second case where the Mueller report explicitly put lies in to try to implicate Trump. With deals with Russian agents.
So why don't we change the Mueller report to the Mueller dossier? How's that?
Well, that's exactly what Barr is doing, because this is what
he's turning it from a report to a dossier, which is no different than the BS of the Russian dossier that said they had a mattress where Putin where Trump urinated on and had sex with some Russian star or something, prostitute in Russia. This is disgusting. And but Mueller himself is going to, by the way, backtrack. It's going to backtrack to Benghazi, to Uranium One, where he's involved with the Clintons, and to the cover-up of 9/11, because remember that he, along with others around the White House, were involved with the cover-up of what happened in 9/11. People don't know, a lot of the pilots in 9/11 flew afterwards, still had their pilot license in other countries, including Morocco, and they want to accuse Saudi Arabia as being the cause of 9/11.
Bill, let's stay on the Mueller report.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say here is Mueller, and this guy Mueller, is a criminal of monumental proportions, isn't he?
What I'm saying is we now have him trapped. We now have the evidence that he willingly committed fraud to try and get Trump. Now, then you add to that, The Mueller report says that Joseph Mifsud, who was the person who met with Papadopoulos, that Mifsud was a Russian agent. No, Mifsud is a British MI6 agent shared with the CIA, and Mifsud's job was to plant the story on Papadopoulos that the Russians had the dirt on Hillary.
Yeah. Now, he's surfaced now, hasn't he? Mifsud has surfaced now, hasn't he?
Yeah, right next to the U.S. Embassy in Rome. Mm-hmm. Now, let me just keep going on this.
Please continue,
The next person in this is Alexander Downer, who supposedly just happened to run into Papadopoulos in a bar, and Papadopoulos started blabbing to him about Russian email hacking and so on. Papadopoulos said it never happened. Downer then went to the FBI and said, this guy Papadopoulos, who works for Trump, is talking about Russian hacking. So he was one of the people who, along with Brennan and Hannigan of GCHQ, triggered the initial FBI investigation. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Whoa. So in other words, they had set up a firing squad, creating the scenario, and then inserting data at different points to get things energized. So please continue.
Well, let me give you something else on Downer that you'll like.
Wow.
He's a former Foreign Minister of Australia. When he was in the foreign ministry, he organized a $25 million contribution to the Clinton Foundation.
Uh-oh.
And then he was appointed as the Australian special representative to the Commonwealth, serving in London. Mm-hmm. So here you have, again, a British agent who was involved in lying to set up Papadopoulos. Now, the third of this trio is Stefan Halper, who is longtime British intelligence, but also CIA. And Halper was the one who tried to set up Papadopoulos by giving him $10,000 cash before he flew to the United States. Papadopoulos knew that he shouldn't take the money, so he put it in a locker somewhere, I think in Cyprus. And when he arrived in the United States, he was immediately grabbed, and they were searching him to find the $10,000.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
God.
You have these three guys, Halper, Mifsud, and Downer, all of whom have British and CIA, FBI connections, all of whom were involved in the setup story that Trump was getting these emails that were hacked by the Russians. Well, then you get to the biggest lie of the Mueller report, which is the hacking, which is that, as Bill Binney, the former top cyber warfare expert at the NSA, has said repeatedly, there was no hack. It was an inside job. And now Bill is saying he believes it was Seth Rich who did the download.
Oh, we know that. I have my own sources, and that's why Seth Rich is dead. He actually met in the university, had a private meeting afterward, proved it was actually a thumb drive transfer because a transfer couldn't occur even by hacking. The data transfer was too slow. So the amount of data so the fact is, that's why the bugger's dead. And when people try to say all this stuff, like the Russians did this and that, and again, you see, remember, there's 11 points put in there as landmines by Mueller to indicate, well, I can't accuse him of sitting president of being obstruction of justice. So we got Nadler and these other morons, the demon rats, I call them, same name, by the way, that Judge Pirro calls them, trying to say that now we're going to go after Trump and his impeachment. These people know they're not going to proceed with impeachment because they don't control the Senate. They want political death by a thousand cuts. So the demon rat Democrats and the rhino Republicans and the deep state and the intel agencies and Five Eyes, which, by the way, is just an arm of Chatham House, and the Rothschild-controlled crown. The crown, by the way, is not the queen. It's the Rothschilds. It's the globalist banksters that run the whole friggin' thing, aren't they?
Yeah, but Bill, don't underestimate the power of the queen. She was the one who orchestrated the whole setup.
Well, I'm sure she is, but she's just a side player. I mean, the ultimate players are...
She's not a side player. She's very important.
Well, I'm sure she is. I'm not downplaying it.
Hey,
I'm
Bill,
just saying...
Let me just go back.
Yeah, please continue. Go ahead.
Here's the main point. Without going into any side stories, Mueller is now implicated in a series of lies that were part of a coup that were never supposed to come out.
Wow.
They were never supposed to come out because the people who they were targeting were supposed to fold up and give in.
Right.
But Trump didn't do it. And you've got a handful of people, like a Bill Binney, like for whatever reason, Barr, and I don't fully trust Barr, but he's doing a good job right now. But you also have to recognize that pushing the story from the top, from the beginning, was my organization, the LaRouche Movement. We had the story on the British when no one had any clue of the British. Even Devin, who was in the middle of this, was saying, well, but the Russians did hack. Now Nunes said in a letter to Trump before Trump went to London, he should ask the Queen, did the British have advanced knowledge or possible involvement in the intelligence setup? Nunes is now clear on this, and I know this is happening.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is. But by the way, this flashes back. I want to flash back to World War II. You know, it was a British decryption expert that knew 5 weeks before that he had broken the code and knew that Pearl Harbor was going to happen in advance. And they hid the information on purpose to make sure they could pull America into World War II. People don't know how damned evil the British are, and they're manipulating world events for the last century, haven't they?
Well, and that's why they tried to pull this big, wonderful reception for Trump, when up to now they've been hostile to Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is all just cover. And the Queen acting so nice and cheering him with her wine and everything. It's like, you know, as I say, this is the reptile's ball, you know? The Queen hit her tail, but she's still a reptile. How's that?
Well, it's accurate.
Yeah. Sorry, you don't see in second sight, but let me tell you, these people are evil.
CBD or amazing cannabidiol stuff, oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a lumen photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the lumen photon therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a lumen photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far.
And welcome back. So please continue, Harley. You know, you mentioned about a survey of questions asked at these Democratic meetings they've had. And most people aren't interested in Russiagate. So when they're interested, can I pay my mortgage? Can I pay my health care? Are we going to have a nuclear war? How are we going to stabilize the border? I mean, and the Democrats are lost, are absolutely without leave. The media are nuts. They're just kind of pushing this, and Nadler and the other ones.
Let me tell you what this media person said, which was really interesting, because she said no one's really asking questions about Russia or impeachment or Trump corruption or the Mueller report. But then she brought up Trump's statement the other day where he said, well, if a foreign power had dirt on one of my opponents, I'd like to see it. And she said, how could he do something so immoral as that? And you know, I was asking myself, does she not know that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid a former spy to dig up dirt on Trump? That's what the whole Christopher Steele Russia.
Yeah, but every politician digs up dirt. I mean, we're not talking about what was this is completely different about this is they created dirt to actually destroy Trump, not only his campaign, but his presidency afterward. This is a coup. These people
Roger
need
Stone
to go to jail.
Roger Stone said he knows about this because he used to do this for Nixon. But he said with Nixon, there was at least a grain of truth to what they were putting out there.
Right.
No, this is what Trump is saying, which is totally accurate, is that this is a coup to bring down the president of the United States.
But it's not just the presidency. It's the office of the presidency they're trying to destroy. And what it is the intel agencies are trying to run the government aside from the elected officials, whether they're congressmen, senators, or the president.
It's against the American people, Bill, because the American people chose Trump. Whether you like that choice or not, that's what the American people did. And if you don't like it, beat him in 2020. But instead, what they've done is try to smear his legitimacy and to go after him on a completely trumped-up, fraudulent charge. Every bit of this is fabricated.
Right.
You know, here's another example. I mean, I saw Alan Dershowitz a couple nights ago, and he said, let's go back to the Michael Flynn case. There's nothing illegal about an incoming national security officer talking with a Russian government official. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing illegal. He didn't make any promise. He wasn't convicted of promising the Russians that if you don't say anything about the sanctions, we'll do away with them after we're in. He didn't do anything like that.
Right.
He just talked to him and he said, don't overreact. Now, that's good advice. So what did they get him on? He mixed up the dates or something like that.
Well, something that actually was like a comma or a period. So they said he's lying because a comma or a period in his statement was not exactly accurate, right?
Well, and here's the point. You want to start throwing people in jail for lying to Congress? What about Clapper? What about Brennan? What about Comey? What about
Mueller? Oh, my gosh.
So the real issue here, Bill, is not can we prove these things. They're proven. The real issue is will the American people step up and say we're not going to tolerate this kind of interference anymore?
By the way, if we don't have people that are charged with this inside the intel agencies, and the British need to be accused. The fact that this ran so smoothly and excessively smoothly with the Queen and everybody else, except for Markle, who's got a big, ugly mouth on her to actually make statements against Trump. I mean, no matter what, you got to respect the office of the presidency, even if you don't like President Trump, because he countertweets, he counterpunches. And so when she starts opening her mouth, the Queen at least had the political sense as a large reptile, you know, small reptile, actually. She's pretty tiny compared to Trump. But literally, and all of the British intel agencies, remember now, the Rothschilds have run the British government since the Napoleonic Wars. And they're working in direct relationship with the Crown, and the Queen is their vassal in a sense, and they're tied directly to international monetary control through Jersey and Guernsey Island.
Next week, let's take up the question next week, because I think you have the ordering principle backwards. The Rothschild power comes from the fact that they were the loyal servants of the oligarchies of Europe. But here's the more important point.
Right, of course.
Here's something that happened when Trump was in London. The London Times ran a story about the fact that Christopher Steele has now agreed to testify before Horowitz. Now, he chose Horowitz because Horowitz has no subpoena power, no grand jury, can't put him in prison.
Right.
So Steele chose the venue that would be less threatening to him. But in the report on this, the London Times asked the British government, did they have anything to do with Steele's decision? And they said, no, we had nothing to do with it because it's been so long since he was working for the government. Now, 1 year ago, when Steele was brought in for questioning on a legal case in London, the British sent one of their top lawyers, top government lawyers, to the courtroom to protect Steele and to protect state secrets. Now, this time, they're disavowing any connection to Steele. So what happened is Steele, according to the New York Times, is completely paranoid and feels that he's being thrown under the bus.
He's been thrown under the bus by the British because they don't want to make a connection to the British and what their intention was, right?
Exactly. So here's the point. Maybe Steele will actually come and tell the truth about his relationship with Glenn Simpson, the Clinton campaign, the FBI, and so on. Because remember, it wasn't just the Clinton campaign paying Steele through their Perkins Coie law firm. It was the FBI paying Steele.
Right.
He was paid by the FBI. And Comey was tipped off by Kathleen Kevillak, a top State Department official, who met with Steele on October 11th, 2016. She sent a memo to all of the people she knew in the FBI who worked with Comey that said Steele is unreliable, his report is unverifiable, and that he was overly anxious to get this out before the election because he didn't want Trump elected. So Comey knew that Steele's report was no good. What did he do? 10 days later, he used Steele's report as the basis of the filing for the warrant, surveillance warrant, before the FISA court.
Wow.
And this is something that Horowitz has investigated, the whole FISA court question. And now Joseph Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, who's heading up a research team under Barr, is looking into these things. So on so many levels, there are crimes that were committed. There's a paper trail. There's evidence. There are people who are cracking who will give evidence in the court. So the question is, what will bring them to pull the trigger on this? And what I was saying before is that your listeners will play a role in this. They've got to kick the rear ends of the Congress. They've got to be as vocal and out front as possible, demanding that this shadow government be made accountable, that light be shined on it, and these people be forced to make the perp walks. And don't count on Trump to do that. He's counting on you. He's counting on the American
That's why
people.
We need to have people contact the president's office, the congressmen and senators. And if we tens of thousands of people listening to the show do that, this is going to happen. And by the way, if it doesn't happen, our government's finished. It doesn't matter if Trump gets in or not. The country is gone, right? Yeah.
Let me make one offer to the people that we're talking to. If anybody needs access to the material that I've been presenting tonight, send me an email and just let me know you heard this on the Nutramedical Report and I'll respond to you.
Right.
Get you the material, get you the link to my blog page. So send an email to harleysch@gmail.com. That's harleysch@gmail.com. And just say you want to be part of the fight to destroy the secret government. And I'll send you the link. So if you could post my email address up on your site, that would be helpful also.
Yeah, exactly. Your email's up there so people can get at it.
Yeah.
What I don't think people realize just how serious and how deadly the situation is, do they?
Well, that's why we started with the Iran situation, that here's a case where you could end up in a horrible war very quickly that's provoked for what reason? To stop Trump from working with Putin and Xi for global economic development. And also, by the way, what Xi and Putin talked about was coordinated activity against terrorism and against drug trafficking. So now why would America be opposed to that? Well, because there are a bunch of people who made their careers and their fortunes by being anti-Russian, anti-China, pro-neocon, pro-neoliberal, anti-Americans, and their careers depend on it. And there are about 400 of those types in the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, isn't it gross?
Yeah.
And by the way, those are not just Democrats. There's a bunch of Republicans, both Democrats, and even in the Senate. We had those that disagree with Trump using the tariff. Now, I don't think it's the whole answer. I think Trump needs to send troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. He needs to start physically attacking the drug cartels. And then he has to clear out the drug cartel affiliates in the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA. They're the group that, by the way, that John F. Kennedy was trying to change their powers, and they're one of the elements that actually made sure that they assassinated JFK. You have to understand what's going on here. The powers that... And then covered it up, because people don't understand here, there's a dark, shadowy government that goes back decades, right before the Second World War. They wanted to set up the League of Nations and the United Nations, which is the eighth beast, if you want to call it. We talked about this with Ken Klein. We have to understand the eighth beast is, in a sense, the shadow of the British Empire controlling the world through their proxies. It's amazing, isn't it?
Bill, here's an interesting point. The guy who was essentially the secretary of the Warren Commission report was the same Alan Dulles who Kennedy fired because of Alan Dulles's operation for the Bay of Pigs. That Kennedy knew the CIA was going against his wishes in trying to run a coup in Cuba, which of course failed miserably because the CIA said if 2,000 Cubans land on the beaches in this area of the Bay of Pigs, that the Cuban people will rise up and overthrow Castro. Well, it didn't happen. The Cuban people rose up and arrested the people who were on the beaches. Very similar to Bolton saying that the Venezuelan people will join and there'll be a coup against Maduro. It didn't happen. These intelligence agencies, on top of everything else, are incompetent because they believe they're somehow superhuman.
Now, Maduro is not a wonderful guy. I mean, if you don't support Maduro, you can't get health care or even drugs.
No,
but I think what has to happen, though, is open elections. I mean, if you have an open election, the people can then vote. I mean, that's what you want. If you start a bloody war, and this will expand to become global really quickly. I mean, you have embedded there not only Cuba. For example, one of the things Trump's doing, which is logical, Cuba get out of Venezuela. As soon as they do that, then the Venezuelans can then have an open election. As long as Cuba's got military troops there, as long as the Russians and Chinese are there, it's going to make sure that Maduro stays there, and he's not going to have...
Trump admitted that there aren't very many Russians left in Venezuela right now.
Well, more than 1,000 have left. In fact, what's happening, Russia's already withdrawing, which is kind of interesting. They need to withdraw their big, you know, the little two-mile-long strip and their potential...
The Russians don't want a confrontation with the United States in this hemisphere. They don't want a confrontation with the United States anywhere.
Let me explain something. The Russians have hypersonic cruise missiles. We have weapons literally centuries ahead of Russia and China. If they start a war, we and the Israelis can wipe them out so fast they won't know what hit them. But unfortunately, it'll be a Pyrrhic victory. Most of us will still die. Exactly. You can still die with a rocket the side of your head. That's the problem, right?
Nobody who's sane should want a war.
Exactly.
Putin doesn't want a war. Trump doesn't want a war. So we have to hope that there won't be any interference with them talking when they get to Osaka, Japan on June 27th, 28th for the G20 summit.
Right.
And that any attempt to disrupt that summit should be taken as an act of treason by Trump.
Well, I like your term, the term of LaRouche, which I agree with. I call it defensive Earth strategy. Defend Earth against incoming nuclear missiles, chemical and biological, asteroids, coronal mass ejections. Whatever. If we had, I think Ronnie Reagan made the statement on one of offhand statements, if it was an invading force from space, all of our nations would be unified against them, wouldn't they?
Yep. And LaRouche actually coined the term strategic defensive.